Tipping the old Epping Hotel copped a bit of a workout too from Berkey.
What was it? What was the name of the
tracks?
Tracks.
Yeah, tracks
down that side lane there. Yep. Okay. That was the one. That was the haunt of the old Eastwood boys going down the bottom there. Yeah,
yeah, right. See, Archie's Archie's was the one at Bondi Junction.
Yeah, oh, that was Flash Archie's.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a whole new world. That's over in the east.
That's right. The beer squelching under your feet on the carpet. It was fantastic.
No, they'd have Wednesday night dollar drinks night. You get a beer for a dollar. It's unbelievable. Now, Berkey, before we get to the games and so forth, EGM on Tuesday, Bill Pulver retains his position as CEO of the ARU, but you get the feeling... Put the bullet in the head of the franchise and then get out of here, Bill.
I think so. Blood on his hands. We were all waiting for an announcement to say he's going to step down, but it didn't even go that way. It was all about we were going to tick the box to say we're going to lose a Super Rugby team. He retains that. Yeah, so I can imagine it's going to be don't let a new bloke come in and have to take the heat of cutting a team. He walks away with blood on his hands and he says, hey, I'll take responsibility for this. But you just wonder if a change is just going to somehow change the perception of things at the moment with the Australian Rugby Union. One, they need to win. That works in itself. And then remember, we go back to Super Rugby in about 2 weeks' time. So that's when the perception needs to change again. The teams need to start winning.
Yeah, well, it's just hard, isn't it?
But we still don't know which team's gone. That's the scary part.
When do they make a decision on that?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, really? They haven't put a time frame on. I know Cameron Klein, the president, came out and said, look, I did the wrong thing in saying, we'll do it in 24, 48 hours.
That's right. Yeah. I think
now a month later.
If only it was that simple.
That's exactly right. And Force and Rebels are still signing players as if they're playing next year, which is just the most bizarre situation.
So those contracts get honoured, but the ARU will cover them, which is broken.
So if you're any type of play, you'd be putting your hand up and saying, hey, give me a start and hedging your bets.
Absolutely. Just sign. But we will go to four, and I think four is the right number.
The Players Association put out a memorandum a couple of months ago saying we want the five teams, jump on board. I'm not comfortable with that five teams. I don't think we're strong enough. We're not a strong enough rugby playing nation to sustain those five teams. And remember, five teams is not just the 15, it's the 23 plus the squad and the rest of it. And I think we're getting too far down the barrel, so to speak, to call yourself a professional player.
Yeah, we played Germany in soccer the other morning. I said, how's their league AFL and union team going?
Exactly right.
They're not a very good AFL team, actually. They need a lot of work.
Speaking of bizarre, though, what about move the Brumbies? All our Canberra listeners will love this. Move the Brumbies to Melbourne.
To Melbourne.
That's John Knuckles.
John Connolly.
Not Knucklehead.
Yeah.
Knuckles Connolly saying that, the former Wallaby coach.
Bernie Larkham was pretty strong about it earlier on in the year, saying, we have no chance of moving. And I don't see why they should move, being the strongest franchise.
Yep.
That's what he said, though.
They've won two. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But in a way, I can understand where he's coming from. Rugby needs to do something different to regain some kind of foothold in this sporting environment, which is incredibly difficult. You're looking
at
Origin the other night. The numbers that were shown on TV there, the people watching, and it was a great game. You've got this close contest, 18-16. The blowouts that have been happening the other way, just sort of, they're not hooking you. Look, this weekend, Wallabies play Italy. They should get a win. But then on the big game after that is obviously the New Zealand taking on the Lions.
Yeah, $14 Italy up against the Wallabies 102. Can I ask you, though, before we get to those changes, we just want to mention this really good news story. Christian Lealea of Lafana,
yes,
who's made this comeback after suffering a bout of cancer, which is just tremendous news.
It is indeed. And leukemia, massive shock to everybody. He was playing his footy. It was one of those ones where he wasn't feeling of great health. And then all of a sudden... he's laid up. For him to be able to do that, it transcends sport, doesn't it?
Yeah,
not just
a
game of rugby, but it transcends sport. And he's had plenty of support from his teammates and just punters, wishing him well. So, we echo the words as well. Good luck to him. He's getting back to something that he loves to do. Jimmy, you've been there in yourself, and you take it for granted playing a sport for a hobby and for a living. And when something's taken away from you, like something like this, or even at the back end of retiring, you realise, wow, what a great time it was and the people around you.
Yeah, and maybe you do live day today, which is a really great way to be in the moment. We need to be in the moment about the selection that Michael Checker has come up with. Rob Horn in the centres. Now, fine player. However, going over to the UK and not available under the Giddo rule. So explain that one to me.
Well, the Giddo rule is when they're actually over there. Obviously, they still got the chance to play.
They've got to play 60 tests.
60 tests. If you're camped overseas, so because he's still here and there's a couple of games to go of Waratahs, you know, it's interesting because Tavita Kirandrani hasn't really set the world on fire. Mm-hmm. He's been quiet in the last two test matches. And then that loss against Scotland was, it was frustrating in the way that they could have snatched the win. And if they did get that win at the end there, it would have been all smiles, great. But really, you're covering over the cracks of some inconsistencies. Well, I said it the other day in our coverage. What do these games need to be able to achieve? And it means they've got to win against New Zealand. They've got to play a game plan that's going to beat New Zealand. So when they play Italy on the weekend, and I know it's massive odds, and I think they'll put 50 on them this weekend. But it's the way they play. They can't just play a basketball style. They've got to be able to construct the game around that, and that means they've got to be smarter in their kicking, smarter in the understanding of how to draw and pass, because last week they weren't, and they paid the price against a Scottish team that weren't bad.
Mm. No, but were missing their three best players who are on the British and Irish Lions tour.
Correct.
The changes, all positive, isn't it? It's funny, you're not good enough to make the team, and then when you make the team, you go straight to captaincy. Yeah. That's Stephen Moore.
Well, he came out with the interesting call the other day that they're managing him to the 2019 World Cup.
Okay.
So in effect, and Michael Hooper said it, Michael Hooper said that, I'm captaining this week, but caretaker. Stephen Moore, correct, is the captain of the team. So, you know, his role, though, I don't think is off the bench. He's a starting player, burn him for 50, and then get Tatafu Polotanau or someone else on there. You know, that first game against Fiji, he found it difficult to come on and up the intensity. So it'll be good to see him back, a bit of that control more than anything else and that leadership, and he's a... When he looks you in the eye, you're going to cop a little bit on the way through there. So yeah, good changes, and then a few other changes around the park as well. And I think some that needed because a couple of players just sort of went through the motions last week. And
names,
except for that bloke last week. Well, Tavita Kirandrani was one.
Right.
I think Edo Nabuli
plays one test and then out again.
Yeah,
is that a qualification thing?
You know what? It could have well been rubber stamp him to get so he can't go anywhere else. Yeah, exactly right. And which is a shame if it goes that way.
Really, if he goes somewhere else, it's not like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there was
but who you get three injuries to a winger?
Yeah, that's right. Last year we're putting centres on the wings because we couldn't fill spots. Guys were overseas, playing elsewhere. Yeah.
Well, Rob Horn's played a bit on the wing too,
he has indeed. Which is out of position for him. He is a 13, and so he comes back into the team. Hopefully, add a little bit of muscle.
All right, so let's get to the big game too. New Zealand up against the Lions. Yeah, talk about captains off the bench. Sam Warburton on the bench too, so they've got a new captain. What do we expect game one?
Yeah, Omani takes over the captaincy on the field. $4.10, I think it is. Is that what it is at the moment? I think it's a $4.60, pardon me, for the Lions. You know, it's a $1.20 for New Zealand. New Zealand will win this game, but I don't think it's going to be as far as that. You know, there's something special about when you play the Lions because you're not playing England, you're not playing Ireland, Scotland or Wales. It's combined. And there's traditions about that, and they lift. And the last couple of games, they found it tough going when they first landed in New Zealand. That was a real baptism of a fire, if you call it that. They're starting to get their act together and they're playing reasonably well. You know, they're getting better. They're getting their combinations going. They've picked a couple of blokes out of position as well. Ben Teo comes into the team. He's up against SBW. So all of a sudden, you've got these pretty physical matchups that are going to be good. I expect the Lions to be closer than what that is.
11.5 is the line. It was
14.5,
so there's money coming.
Absolutely. I reckon it will come in further as well. I think it'd be tighter than that.
Okay. And Anthony gives Stallions just across the road from Parramatta Station a pretty big rap as well. Old days.
People are talking about your George Costanza puffy jacket for anyone watching on 5 to 6.
Thank you so much.
Obviously,
when I got up in the morning, it was about 3 degrees, so thanks very much.
I thought we were doing it from Threadbay for a moment. Good on you, Berkey. Good luck on the weekend. Look forward to watching you on the coverage of the 10 Network.
Thanks, Berkey. Boys. Bye-bye.
Matthew Burke.